Ross Taylor is looking well beyond his 100th test for the Black Caps. The veteran batsman will become the fourth New Zealander to reach the milestone today when the first cricket test against India starts at the Basin Reserve in Wellington. Taylor is New Zealand's all-time leading run scorer and has scored more centuries than his mentor Martin Crowe, but isn't planning for retirement just yet.
I always thought 2019 World Cup was not a bad place to start thinking about that R word. But no, I still feel like I'm good enough and got a lot more to offer this team both on and off the field, and I'm still as hungry as ever to score runs.
Ross Taylor, the first test is scheduled to start at 11:30. Ruben Tilangi and Mika Vekona have marked their returns to the New Zealand men's basketball team with a drought-breaking 108-98 win over Australia. The duo missed last year's World Cup with injuries and made up for lost time in their opening Asia Cup qualifying game in Brisbane, helping the Tall Blacks to their first win over Australia in 11 years. Tilangi was the equal leading scorer with 21 points, while Vekona again led by example.
In meetings, he's always the first one to talk. He's always the first one to pump us up. And, you know, when he comes out there, he's always the first one on the floor and the first one on those boards. So he is that leader on and off the floor. And we love Mika. We all love Mika.
Ruben Tilangi. New Zealand men's sevens team co-captain Tim Mickelson will run out for his 90th tournament in Los Angeles next month and will surpass DJ Forbes as the country's most capped player. Joe Revovo and Amanaki Nicol have been named for their first tournaments this season, while Andrew Newstub, Aquila Rokoloisoa and William Warbrick return after last featuring in the Cape Town victory in December. And two-time NBA MVP Steph Curry is back at practice and nearing a return for the Golden State Warriors. The point guard hasn't played since he fractured his left hand in October. Koina ngā pūrongo, hakina kina.